just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The Presque Isle County Republican Party, their committee, vetted the candidates for the Onaway School Board. You've been hearing the commercial. It's been playing during the show. It plays during the music. They have paid for those commercials to air on this station. If you would like the actual screenshot of the names of those six candidates, again, it's six. They'd like all six of these people to be elected as a slate to serve on the school board. Just text me Onaway. If you know somebody who lives in Onaway, who lives in the Onaway School District, then you can forward this screenshot photo to them, this text message. You can forward it to them to remind them who to vote for. Now, they also have this in the form of a campaign business card that they've put at gas stations and restaurants, party stores in the Onaway area. You can tell your friends they can actually go in and get one of these cards and put it with their driver's license. They're sized about the same size as a driver's license. So when they go to vote in person, they pull out their photo ID, they'll remember who to vote for. It'll be right in their wallet. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is a process to elect all six of these individuals as a slate. They want to work together. They want to improve the school. They want to improve the school's ability to do what needs to be done. They have some major issues with their infrastructure in that building. The ballot proposals, the millage increases, well, they can't rely on those. They've got to figure out how they're going to spend the money wisely that they get from the state and how it can be best used to fix the building, to fix traffic flow, to fix different things that need to be done in the school. They want to work together as a team. They want to get things done. They want to have shorter actual school board meetings. Instead of them running for 3, 4, 5 hours long, primarily due to public comment, they don't want to do that anymore. These are basically volunteers. Yes, they get paid a small stipend to attend meetings or whatever, but basically they are volunteering their time to fix the school board. I need you guys to get this information to people that you know that live in Onaway. if we prove this to be successful this year and these six all get elected, we are then going to make this a way for us to campaign in the future in Sheboygan, Emmett County Schools, Charlevoix Schools, Mackinac, Chippewa, Otsego, other school districts around our listening area in the next election. But we need your help. So again, text me on away. I'll send you the card. You can then forward it to people you know. Get this information out to everybody. If we don't, if we're not successful in getting these six elected, they're going to continue doing the same old, wasting everybody's time at these school board meetings. They need to be successful. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
SystemsNet now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
My favorite truck driving song, Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. When I got a load to come back home, I played that song over and over and over again. Devin Lawrence, my engineer, chose it for one of our music intros for the show. Greatly appreciate him and all the things he does for us. Got a couple of text messages. This is, I don't think Mark would mind me mentioning this. This is from the owner of Castle Rock, Mark Eby. Very strong, staunch supporter of the show, the radio station, conservative Republican in Mackinac County. Love Castle Rock. Again, let me look here. They're going to stay open for another, looks like, 12 days. October 20th is going to be their last day. Highly recommend that you get there. Go shopping first. Go into the store. Look at the history. All the knickknacks, all the gadgets and widgets and everything that he has in the store. The t-shirts, love the t-shirts. Bumper stickers, they've got all kinds of stuff. Love the store. Love the history of that store. Go shopping. Put your bags back in your vehicle and then climb to the top of Castle Rock. Absolutely a fantastic view. I highly recommend it, especially during the fall colors. Have we reached peak up there yet in St. Ignace? Absolutely love it. Exit 348. 348. Absolutely. I see he texted this to me. When was this exchange? Was October 1st. He said about 2 weeks for the colors. So it's coming up, folks. Probably this weekend would be a fantastic weekend to go to Castle Rock. Well, he's asked me for the PAGS video. I've sent it to him. This is what he had to say. I have let some Dem friends see the PAGS video. Some have said it is all lies. I told them they are hopeless. Well, you actually have to tell them exactly what Dr. Savage wrote in his book. Michael Savage, syndicated talk show host living in the People's Republic of San Francisco, California. He wrote a book years ago, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. There is something wrong in their brain, in their DNA. They're wired different than conservative Republicans. They don't respond to facts. They don't respond to evidence. They perhaps don't even understand numbers. See, one thing I've learned early on in my life, when I was pre-med, Utica Community Schools, Dwight D. Eisenhower, graduated with honors at the National Honor Society for pre-med. My high school preparatory classes for college was based in math and sciences. I also enjoyed history. I loved the way Mr. Goyke taught history at Eisenhower High School, how Mrs. Tharp taught literature when she took us to the Shakespeare Festival in Canada. All the world's a stage and all the men and women are merely players. Fantastic way to get a great education back graduating in 1976. Back when we had auto mechanics and changed the oil and the brake pads on the teachers' cars, when we learned welding, arc welding, and acetylene torches. With the acetylene torch, I could never get it to flow and make that perfect swirl mark. Wood shop, metal shop, learned how to make a brass cannon on a metal lathe, and then in wood shop made the wooden wheels for it and brought it home to my mother. The Zebra Bowl. You see, things like this is what we learned back in the day. And it was all based on numbers and science and mathematics. never realized that chemistry and physics was all math. Oh, you have to study and memorize the periodic table in the chemistry class. In physics, you had to do actual experiments with regards to momentum, speed, friction. It all factored in, but it was explained mathematically. Numbers don't lie. And Mark, when you showed him that video, and they actually saw the bar graphs, their answer, their response was, that's all a bunch of lies? How can they possibly even say that? At the beginning of the video, PEGS explains exactly the sources. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics, the NASDAQ. Every single index that he points to in those bar graphs, he says at the beginning of the video, look it up for yourself. If you don't believe them, if you think they're lies, then Google it. DuckDuckGo. Do your own research and verify what he says in every single one of those statistics. And then he says, I told them they're hopeless. I got a very simple question. Why are you friends with these people? I've let some dem friends see the PEGS video. Honestly, I don't have any dem friends. Another example, and I got to share this with you. Text me VR, vote Republican. These are red signs with white letters with a oval from a ballot. Now, I got a very simple question for you guys. When you go to vote, I prefer using a blue ink pen myself. But most polling places have a black Sharpie. Don't use it. Use a blue ink pen and color in the ovals yourself. I'll explain why. But the other day, I got a phone call. And it was over the signs that the Antrim County Republican Party have paid for. In Antrim County. I've had some of you ask me for those signs. You want to put them up in Emmett and Sheboygan, Otsego and Charlevoix. I've had people contact me after the show. Hey, can we get some of those signs from you? No. No, you can't. They have paid for 20 4x4s and 500 yard signs that we are going to be putting out this weekend with Trump signs. We got some Trump signs from Traverse City. Thank you, Heather Cerrone. We are going to be putting them out on people's property, on private property, on people's own front yards starting this weekend. I got a phone call after the show from a 269 phone number, which, that's not unusual. It's somebody from downstate that perhaps now lives up here. People, for some crazy reason, keep their 810 or 313 or 269 area codes when they move to northern Michigan. Shame on you. Get a 989 area code if you live east of I-75. Get a 231 if you live west of I-75. I got a phone call. Not stored in my phone. The number pops up. Good afternoon. How may I help you? Yeah, I'm calling about those signs you guys are putting out. Okay, what signs are you referring to, ma'am? The red ones that says vote Republican. I said, yes. She said, why did you color the oval in with black? And then on the bottom, the slogan tagline says, you know why. Vote Republican, you know why. Again, text me VR. I'll send you this sign. I said, well, because there were so many reasons Republicans feel compelled to vote straight Republican, there's so many issues to talk about. I didn't get into all the details with her, but basically, as a committee, they decided to save America. Vote Republican to save America. Vote Republican, make America great again. Vote Republican to save Michigan. Vote Republican to save our border, protect our border. Vote Republican to lower prices. Vote Republican the list went on and on and on. They couldn't agree on any particular tagline slogan to put on the sign. So I came up with the idea, vote Republican, you know why. And immediately it makes you start thinking, why should I vote Republican? But she wasn't calling me about vote Republican. She wasn't calling me about you know why. She called me because we used black ink on the signs to color in the oval. She said, why'd you use black? And I said, because we use black Sharpies, we use black pens when we go to our polling places, and we colored it in with black. Oh, you didn't use black because Kamala Harris is black. Vote Republican, you know why, wink, wink, with black ink on the oval, implying that we're basically racist. The Republican Party, which is responsible for the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964, when the Democrats were against them, when Lyndon Baines Johnson was president of the United States. The Republican Party, which was founded and elected the first Republican president in the United States in the history of our country, Abraham Lincoln, who abolished slavery. The very same Republican Party that has stood up and fought the evil KKK Democrat senators that were in the U.S. Senate for many, many years. Jesse Helms, do we really have to go there, lady? I didn't get into all this with her because I was so flabbergasted, overwhelmed by the fact that she was questioning the fact that we use black ink on these Republican, vote Republican signs because you know why. Inferring that we use black ink because Kamala Harris is black. Well, the first thing that I should have said to her, Kamala Harris isn't black. She's a woman of color. She is Indian and Jamaican. She is somewhat dark skin. She's got a beautiful tan year round, but she's not black. But I didn't say that. I thought of it after I hung up the call. Completely, completely in shock. I said, you know what, ma'am? We're just going to have to agree. Well, I don't think that that's really what you meant by that sign. I don't really care what you thought about that sign. I don't really care what you think. Didn't say that either, but I wanted to. No, my tongue was bleeding when I got off the call from biting it. And Vicky said, you handled that call really well. Well, my first question is, how in the heck did she get my number? Why did she call me? I'm no longer part of the Antrim County Republican Party Executive Committee. I'm no longer the chair. How did she get my number? Maybe she heard me talking about Vote Republican on this show, texting you guys this sign. I don't know. But I was blown away that a liberal Democrat, progressive socialist communist, Kamala Harris supporter would call and want to argue and debate with me and ask me to explain why we use black ink on a vote Republican sign. You know why. I'm not kidding. Text me VR and I'll send you the picture. These people have no rationale in their brain. They can't think properly. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Michigan.